Today we're going to learn Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Dalid Amud Aleph. We're already way down the page, about 10-12 lines down the page on Yud Dalid Amud Aleph. We are up to Tanya. We had found that when it comes to vegetables, we are holich achar lekita when it comes to Meiser and Shemitah, meaning we follow what, in terms of determining what year this vegetable is from, we look at when we picked the vegetable from the ground, not when it grew one third of its growth, not at any other time, not when it took root, when we pick the vegetable from the ground. So the Gemara is going to bring the source for this din, even though Meiser Yerek is only Midrabanan, but the Rabbanan must have had some basis in the Torah from which to derive this din. So says Gemara Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer. The Pasuk tells us, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Ba'asvecha migarnecha miyikvecha, that a person is supposed to celebrate the Yom Tov of Sukkot at the time of Asvecha migarnecha miyikvecha. So we learn from there that all peros that one gathers from the field should be like a goren, should be just like goren and yakev, should be just like grain and olives and grapes. Just like Goren and Yaakov, just like grain and olives and grapes, we know about them that primarily they grow from the rain that happened last year before Rosh Hashanah, because then when they're one third grown, you could already, if you're really desperate, you could already harvest them. So since one third of their growth happens before Rosh Hashanah, most of the nourishment that they received is from the rain from before Rosh Hashanah. Umis Asrin L'Shana Sha'avra, and from there the Torah tells us that you take maisos from them from the previous year, meaning if even though you're only picking them this year, they're considered last year's produce. So you see that when it comes to Dine Maisu, the Torah follows when the produce received the majority of its nourishment. When did the produce, what year was it that the produce received the majority of its nourishment from the rain? So just like by Goren and Yekev, if you're harvesting it on Sukkot fully grown, most of its nourishment came before Rosh Hashanah, came in the previous year. So too, all peros of ha'ilan, peros from trees, gedelin al mei shana sha'avra, all the nourishment came from the water from the previous year. Therefore, misasun l'shana sha'avra, you take maisos as if it were a fruit that grew the last year. Yatsu yurakos shegedelin al mei shana haba'a, as opposed to a vegetable that up until the time that it's picked, it's still being nourished from the water from this year. Therefore, the maisos come for this year, not for last year. Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva, also darshins this pasuk, but in a slightly different way. He darshins as follows: Ma gorn v'yekav miuchadin shegedelin al rov mayim umesasun l'shana shavra. Just like goren and yekav, grains and olives and grapes are unique in that they are nourished by rainwater. Rov mayim means rainwater. It means the majority of water, but what it really means is rainwater. And it's considered to be last year's produce because it grew one third of its growth last year. Same is true with fruits that grow on a tree. Since it's mostly nourished by rainwater, the maisos come from the previous year. Yatsu yirakos shegedelin al kol mayim, as opposed to vegetables which grow not from rainwater only, but also from water that you draw in order to water the vegetables, because vegetables need constant watering. You can't rely on rainwater for yirakos. You need to always be drawing water from the well and watering them. So therefore, it's not like goren and yak of imperos and umisasun l'shana haba'a. It's therefore going to be considered to be next year's produce in terms of maestros. My benai, who? What's the nafkamina in this machlokes Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva? Either way, everyone says that peros ilan are just like Oren and Yaakov, and that yirakos are different, and they both derive from the same pasuk. It's just a matter of how to derive it from that pasuk. Amr Vivo bitsalim hasarisin upol hamitzri ika benayu. When it comes to these two types of vegetables, these types of sarisin onions and mitzri beans, that's going to be talui in this machlokes. How so? It's not, because we have a Mishnah. Bitsalim asarisin, these certain types of onions that don't get as large as others. Upola mitzri, a certain type of bean that they would plant Really make radin. Both of these are like any other vegetables that you would follow the lakito or the gemar pri. You would follow when you actually pick it, and the year that you would pick it, you would say that's its year for meiser. And if it was picked during Shemitah year, so it would have full kedusha shviyas. Shemana mehen mayim. If you did not water them, shloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, because you're supposed to before you pick them, that's typical to withhold water from them so that they can harden. So the Chachamim said, because of that, they're different than other vegetables, and you don't look at their lakita when the lakita happens after Rosh Hashanah, misashon l'sha'avar. For it would still be considered last year's produce, umutar meshvias. And if this year is a Shemitah year, it would not have kedusha shvias, because the whole reason you follow by grain, you follow 1/3 of its growth, is because we assume the water from the previous year is what really nourished it, like Rabbi Yosef Lili. So these vegetables that water, that all the water really came before Hashanah, really grew on last year's water, last year's rain, not this year's rain. So these vegetables should be just like grain, and that's why it's, it would have a din of Shana Shavra. V'im lav, but if you do not withhold water from it, you continue to water it all the way through Rosh Hashanah, since the watering that you do even on the day before Rosh Hashanah will continue to help it for 30 days and will continue to nourish it for the coming 30 days, it's considered to be this year's produce. Asurim b'shvius u'mesashon l'shana haba. And therefore, if this year is Shemitah, it's going to have kedusha shvius, and it's going to be considered this year's produce in terms of maisus as well. So, main point number one, we have machlokes tanaim. How we derive from ba'aspecha megarnecha miyikvecha that vegetables, that the year of vegetables is determined by when they're picked. Machlokas tanaim, how we derive it. That we derive it is not a machlokas. The whole machlokas is how we derive it. Now the Mishnah said, Be'achad b'shvat Rosh Hashanah li'ilan. The Mishnah had said that when is Rosh Hashanah li'ilanos? Is it the first day of Shvat or is it on Tu B'Shvat? So the Gemara is going to explain what is it about these times that we would identify them as Rosh Hashanah li'ilanos. Be'achad b'shvat Rosh Hashanah li'ilan. So the Gemara says, my time, Amar Blazar Roshia, hold the Yatsu Rov Gishmeshana. The reason why Rosh Chodesh Shvat would be the Rosh Hashanah for Ilanos is because by that time most of the year has already passed. The rainy season starts in Cheshvan, so Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves go by, and you only have a little bit of Shvat left of rainy season. So an Adar, maybe a little bit of Nisan. So therefore, Rosh Hashanah for Ilanos is from the time where the peros begin to sprout, and from the sap that's inside the tree, and most of the rainy season has passed already, so it got most of its nourishment. V'adayin rov tkufa mibachutz. Most of tkufas teves is not yet there, because tkufas teves begins in teves and only finishes in Nisan, so you only had chodesh teves pass by of tkufas teves, so you still have shvat and adar left. My kamar, what are we trying to tell us, that it should be that the Rosh Hashanah should be in Shvat? According to this, it should be the opposite. We should say that Rosh Hashanah shouldn't be in Shvat because you still have most of the Tekufas Teves still to go. So Gemara says, Nohachi kamar, afal pi sharov Tekufa mibachutz. Ho, the yatu rov gishmeshana. Even though rov Tekufas Teves is still on the outside, we still haven't gone through most of the winter season. But since we've gone through most of the rain season, that's why it's already time for Rosh Hashanah. So main point number two, the reason B'Shamay holds Echad B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Li'ilanos is because even though most of the winter is still forthcoming, most of the rain season, most of the time for rain, has already passed. So it's already had its effect on the trees. We'll continue Be'ez Hashem next time with Tanur Rabbanan toward the bottom of the page, two lines from the bottom of the page next time, Be'ez Hashem.